I guess I'd say adult contemporary music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing I forgot. Did you ever play any games with a knife?
Oh, I played with Mummy Peg.
Mummy
That's
Peg.
What you're referring to.
How about anything with a rope? That would be like jump rope, I guess.
Oh, yeah, jump rope, sure.
Marbles or jacks?
Oh, yeah, marble and jacks. Spin the top, you know, tops.
Right.
You spin the tops.
If you were talking about...
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo, yeah.
Yeah.
If you were talking about something, about the possibility of being able to...
One of the toys that we had, I mean, like that, that fascinated everybody when I was growing up, was a gyroscope.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was really something.
I didn't know they ever played gyroscope.
You never saw a toy at gyroscope?
I don't think I ever have. Mm-hmm.
When about the bigger rounds of softball, the
mm-hmm.
bigger the better.
Mm-hmm.
And you would wrap your twine in them and
mm-hmm.
pull them, and boy, you'd get the thing going. I mean, you could do all kind of things with it. Stand on the edge of a table or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was something to play with.
If you were talking about the possibility of being able to do something, and you'd say, I'm not sure, but would you ever say, I might could? Do you use the term?
Yeah, I might have said that at one time.
I might, you probably would now.
I might could, yeah.
Or I might could have done it or something.
Yeah, I would have said that at one time, yes.
Okay, now there's not much more. The last part is back to the old time stuff. It's got to do with old morning and evening and stuff. If you met somebody in the early part of the day, like at 10 o'clock, what would you say to them?
I'd say good morning, you know.
Okay, and now the part
I'm big on this hello myself.
Big on hello. What would you call the part of the day right after, like this part of the day? This is at what,
this
nearly
is after
2 o'clock?
Lunch, afternoon.
Okay, afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about then a little later, what would be the next part of the day to you?
Well, the next part of the day would be evening, and I
would
think of
start?
Evening, I think, 6.
Okay. And then after that, it would be?
Night.
Okay.
I think of evening as early night.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of anybody, have you ever heard anybody saying good day when they leave somebody?
Yes, but I never used it, and I think they were strange.
You think they were strange? What would you say to somebody if they left your house at night, you'd say?
Good night.
Okay. If you had to get up and start working just as the sun came into sight, say you had to start at
sunrise.
Okay. And if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you worked until
sundown.
All right. And if I said, what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say the sun
rose
mm-hmm.
6:02.
And then by the time we got outside, the sun had already
set.
And if you were talking about being up very early, you'd say, well, this morning, before I got up, the sun had already
risen.
Okay, if today is Tuesday, then Monday was
yesterday.
And again, if today is Tuesday, then Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
If somebody was coming, not this Sunday, but the one following, you'd say they were coming
next Sunday.
Okay. And how about in the past, if they came not the Sunday just previous to this, but the one before that?
I'd say Sunday before last.
Okay. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks.
If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody,
what's the time? Do you have the time?
Okay, and then somebody would look at his
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's.
I'd say 7:30.
Okay. Now, if you had to use, if you were using another term that had half in it, how
that's
would you?
It's a
say
half past seven.
All right. And instead of saying it's 10:45, you might say it's.
A quarter to eight.
Mm-hmm. If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite
some time.